Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Shawnee. How may I help you?
Hi, I had a question. I got my credit card bill, and I had a couple of charges to Affordable Electronics, and I think this was a telephone number that was on the bill for them. Is that correct?
Well, may I please have your zip code?
30066.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Tom Servino.
So please allow me a brief moment to search for your account, please.
Okay.
And you stated it was Tom?
Right.
Would it be under a different name?
No, I've got two charges. This is Affordable Electronic, right?
Well, it sounds like one of our products because we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to pull up your account.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I've got an account. I made one charge, and I've gotten two bills. This was in association with I had done a survey for Kohl's,
uh-huh.
And they said I was supposed to get a crock pot, and all I had to do was pay postage, shipping. And so I got a charge for that I assume was for the shipping for $5.74. And then a few days later, I got another charge, and the charge was towards Affordable Electronic for like $70. So I was trying to follow up and find out what I didn't understand what these charges were for.
Okay. Could you please spell your first and last name for me?
Yeah. First name is Tom, T-O-M. The last name is spelled C-E-R-V as in Victor, I-N-O.
Okay. Allow me a brief moment. I'm going to search for it by your name.
Okay. Do you need the date of the charges?
No, sir. One second. And you said C-E-R-V-I-N-O? Hello, sir?
Yes.
You said C-E-R-V-I-N-O?
Correct.
Okay. So it's not pulling up under your name. Let's try your phone number.
I wouldn't have my phone number. How about by the reference number I have from the credit card bill?
Well, the only other option would be the last four digits of the card that was charged and the first six.
The last four digits of the card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 7426.
Okay, let's try the first four. Well, the last four first. Let's see. And you don't have anybody else that lives in the household with you that could have placed this order?
No.
Okay. And it wouldn't be under a different last name?
No.
Okay. So let's try the first six digits of that card that was used. And if no account pops up, then you don't have an account with us.
Okay. So why would I, Why would I have an account with you? I don't even know why I would have an account with
you. Well, you stated you were charged. So if you were charged, well, where did you get this number?
This was on my credit card statement.
Okay, so it was next to that charge?
Right.
Okay.
So I've got the date, the amount, and it's Affordable Electronic, AFFORTABLE, Electronic, and it had the telephone number. So do you represent Affordable Electronic?
Well, we have many different products that we work for, or items. That was the last way to try to locate your account. But that option was completely up to you. But I'm not locating an account for you.
Okay, well, what do you say the last option is to give you the first six digits?
Yes, sir, the first six.
What, 512107?
Okay, let's see. Your name is not popping up, so you sure you don't have nobody else that lives in the house with you that could have placed the order?
No, it's on my call, unless it's a Patricia.
What's the, well, let's see.
If you pull that up, that ought to just give you the dates and amounts that were charged, right?
For security purposes, could you please verify the address?
Well, I'm getting uncomfortable giving any more information.
Well, I do understand, but I feel like I located an account, but it's okay. You don't have to. So I'm not finding an account under your name at all.
Did you find one under my wife's name?
Does she go by a nickname?
No.
No?
I mean, that's in the credit card now.
Yes, sir. That's why I asked you to verify your address. Because if it's that, if it's her, then you can get into the account. But
okay, well, how about you tell me what city is it showing?
I would still need you to verify the account. So if not the address, could you verify the email address?
Well, the city, how about if I give you the city?
I would still need the address. Basically, what you're doing is verifying the account so we can get in it.
So, I mean, you're having the account for what? My last name, or what? How are you having the account?
So you stated that it could have been your wife's account, Patricia.
Right.
But I found
right.
A last name in the system, but it's the first name is abbreviated. But I can't give you more information unless you verify the address, because I don't know if this is your wife's account.
Okay, well, let me give you the first four number, 1723. Does that help you?
Yes. Okay. Do you want to finish the address?
Well, I mean, did that come up with you?
Yes. But
no,
I need
house?
You to finish. Yes. Okay. So, it's Meal House Run, yes. So, it's
right.
Under Patty.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I do see we're on November 27th. She placed the order for the crew set, where she only paid for shipping and handling of $5.74. So, basically,
right.
It was a chance to win that crew set for $5.74. So, on December 3rd, you got billed the 6732 because the terms and conditions states that you have a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before you're billed in full for that entry. So roughly around 2 days. Let's see. So it was a chance to win.
No, well, you know, what this is a scam that you're working for or that's working in your service, because what we received was a request from for a Kohl's purchase for us to give a review of it. And we get, for giving the review, we were to be given a free crock pot or whatever that type of pot is, where we just paid for postage. And so now you're telling me that that was not true, that we were just giving an option to get in there. This is a scam, so I'm going to have to go through my credit company and dispute the charge. Because it's illegal what they've done.
Okay, well, allow me to see what I can do for you. Also, allow me to cancel out this account for you and provide you with that cancellation number.
Yes, I would like you to do that, please.
Okay,
and
one
who,
moment,
who
please.
Is this account? Is this account with Affordable Electronic, or who does it show up to be now?
It's for the crew set, basically kitchenware and cookware. So I'm not showing whose name it's under. Like I stated before, we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So where you signed up for it, I'm unable to see that.
Okay. And this is, how do you spell that? Cruex, is it?
Cruset. Cruset.
Cruset. Cruset. Okay.
Cruset.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. One moment, please, while I cancel out your account. Thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 262-992-845.
Okay. Will
yes,
I
sir.
Get any kind
so,
of email or anything on this?
Yes, you should have received the email upon me canceling out your account. Also, I can offer you a 50% refund on that $67.32.
I'm going to go through my credit card company. I'm canceling the whole thing, and I'm going to ask them to pursue going after an illegitimate company. I'm really frustrated with this.
I do understand. Please allow me a brief moment to speak to my supervisor to see what we can do for you, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yep.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor about it, and I was able to go ahead and fully refund you back that $67.32. Also, your account has been completely canceled, so there's no more recurring charges. I did provide you with the cancellation number of your account. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
Yeah, I'd like the other charge canceled as well.
What other charge?
The other one for the shipping.
Okay, so those charges are valid due to the terms and conditions being under there. So you did pay $5.74 for shipping and handling, but it was also stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up for it.
No, that's not what it is, because I read the terms and conditions. That's all right. I'm going to go through my credit card company anyway, and I'll pursue it from that matter. I appreciate your help, though.
Well, allow me a brief moment. 1 second. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yep.
So as a courtesy, I went ahead and refunded you back that $7. I'm sorry, that $5.74. As I stated before, please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's all. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.